Okay, let's get into the next parak, Tehillim Tzadi Test, Tehillim chapter 99, and this is the last of the, in a row, of the Friday night Mizmorim. It's the second to last, it's number 10, of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, that started back in Mizmor Perak Tzadi, and goes through Kuf. So this is Hashem Malach Yir Gezu Amim, again, according to many, said, in the future, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rule over the land, and everyone will recognize it, and everyone will see it, they'll see Hashem as the God of the Jewish people and the God of the world. Hashem Malach Yir Gezu Amim. Hashem, Malach is past tense, but we know in Tehillim sometimes it means future. Also it means maybe it's talking about what we're going to say in the future about the past. Hashem Malach Yir Gezu Amim. When Hashem rules, all the nations are going to tremble. Yir Gezu Amim. Rashi says, it's referring to Gog and Magog. After that time, Medar Mechemes Gog and Magog, Va'oz Yir Gezu Amim. Yoshev Keruvim, when Hashem is the one that sits with the Kruvim, sits in the Aron Kodesh, in the Aron, Tanu Ta'aretz, the land will shake. Hashem B'tzion Gadol, V'ram Hu Al-Kal Ha'amim. Hashem is Gadol in Sion, and Ram, and he is raised high, Al-Kal Ha'amim, on all the nations. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh is quoted as saying that Gadol means all the way up there to here, he's Gadol. Gadol means he's involved here, it goes all the way up, as if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Shemayim and Aret, that's Gadol. Ram means he's raised up, and he's above, meaning not involved here. So regarding Am Yisrael, we always know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. Hashem B'tzion, in Sion, Gadol. V'ram hu al-kol ha'amim. The other nations often believe that Hashem created the world, but he's gone, and he's not involved in the world, and it's not mashgiach on everything. But we believe, as we know many sources talk about, Dashgacha Pratis al Kol Echad VeEchad, like the Sefer HaChinuch discusses in Parshas Mitzora, the different types of beliefs of Hashgacha, and that's where the Sefer HaChinuch says that the view, of course, that we believe, let me just find the mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Samach Tes and Mitzaraas, that's where he talks about the different opinions that we don't hold of. And then he says, what we believe in, Va'anachnu Ba'alei Hadas Ha'amitis, right? Unlike others believe in super Hashgacha, like even on animals. Va'anachnu Ba'alei Hadas Ha'amitis, Lufi Ma'ashe Shemati, Nashim Hashgachaso Baruch Hu Al Kol Minei Ba'alei Chayim Bechlal, Hashgacha Klolis on animals, Klomar, Shekol Mimin Aminim Hanivraim Ba'olam Yizkayim Lo'olam, Lo Yichalev Yovad Kulo. Nothing will ever become extinct. If you think an animal is extinct, it's because it's really category with another one that's still around. And looking around life, and that's what Saras has to do with. That's the Chinuch and Kuf Samach Tes. But that's what the Al-Shuch says, that this mitzvah reflects Hashem B'tzion Gadol. In Sion, in Am Yisrael, he is Gadol, he is big, and he is awesome, and he's here. V'ram hu akal ha'amim. Yodu shimcha gadol v'nora kadoshu, give thanks to and recognize him in his greatness. Kadoshu. V'oz melech mishpat ahev, ata konanta meisharim. V'oz strength in his mishpat, and he loves mishpat. Ata konanta meisharim, you have established justice. And at that time, we'll recognize that Tzadik V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tovlo, there will be justice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always involved in Din, right? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak discusses that as part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does every single day. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do all day? The Gemara wonders on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara wonders, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do all day? Shalosh, says the Gemara, Amarav, Shdemes Rishos Havayom, there's 12 hours. Shalosh HaRishon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshev Osik Batorah. The first 3 hours, Hashem learns. Shnios, Yoshev Adonis, Kol Olam Kulo. The second quarter of the day, Hashem sits and judges. Kivan Sharoah, Shin Ischayev Olam Kliya. If he gets upset, Omim Mikisei Adim, V'Yoshev HaKisei Rachmim. So he's a Rachmanis judge. But he goes to the Kisei. Shlishios, Yoshev Adonis, Kol Olam Kulo. The third part of the day, he feeds and sustains the world. Mikarni Reivim Abesik Kinim Revi'ios Yoshiva Masachik Im Livyasan. And the fourth part of the day, he's Masachik Im Livyasan. But he is always involved in Din. The Meshech Chachma talks about this entire perek, and he mentions in Parshas Kisisa, the root chait of Am Yisrael, says the Meshech Chachma, was that they attributed holiness to Moshe himself. They didn't realize that nothing has Kedusha if it's divorced from Hashem. Hashem is the source of Kedusha. Says the Meshech Chachma. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos in front of them, even to show them that even these Luchos, which are so special and they came down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not connected to them, we could just break them. Ha'inyan, says the Meshech Chachma. This is in Lamed Beis Yutes. Ki ha'Torah v'ha'emunah heimi kari ha'uma ha'yisraelis. V'chola kedushos, Eretz Yisrael, v'Yerushalayim, heim pratei v'snifei ha'Torah, v'niskadshu b'kedushas ha'Torah. V'lachein ein chilek l'cholen yani ha'Torah, bein b'makom bein b'zman, v'ushava v'Eretz Yisrael v'chutz laris. Kedusha of Torah, kedusha of mezuzah is equal. And the Torah is equal, and only if you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm skipping. That's why Moshe screamed at them. I have some special status inherently. I'm not around. So you worship an egel. Chalila. Gamani ish kamochem, vatora inat tluyabi. The Torah is not dependent on me. You're waiting for me. Va'af imlo basi ha'yesa Torah b'mitziuta b'lishinu y'chalila. You don't need me. Va'araya, right, the course of Yerushalmi and Titus for 38 years when Hashem was upset at you, he didn't talk to me. I don't have any special status. Sof davar ein shum inyan kadosh ba'olam yuchas lo ha'avodav ha'kniya rak Hashem yisparach. Shmo hu kadosh b'mitziu so hamuchuyevas v'lo naveti lav avodav v'chol hakadushos heima mitzad tzivi v'cholu. And he continues, that's the difference between the kruvim and the egel. The kruvim have kedusha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbues them with kedusha, but the egel does not v'cholu. Now skipping now, and he says, and this is the difference between the plishtim and b'nei Yisrael. Right, we know v'yareisa umikdashi tiro. What does Chazal say? Lo mena mikdash ati yarela misha hizral amikdash. The building of the Mikdash, that's not what we're in awe of. But it means from the one who was Mitzaveh. But the Plishtim, when the Aron was going towards them, Kasheba Aron Yosheva Kruvim, Mi Yatzileinu Miyaro Elokim Adir Me'ila, who's going to save us from this God? Because they thought the God, the Aron was the God. Shalohi Mevinimze, V'lachein Amar, now we get to our Perek, that's why Hashem Malach Yergezu Amim, Yoshev Kruvim Tanat Aretz. They're going to be scared of the Kruvim. But really, Hashem B'tzion Gadol V'ramu Akol Ha'amim, Yodu Shimcha Gadol V'Nara Kadoshu. Think it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nations. Sheyavinu V'yedu Ki Rak Shimcha Kadoshu. Ramamu Hashem Elokeinu V'shtachavu L'Adaraglav. It's Him. Rak Hashem Kadoshu. Shalom. And what's the Raya? We're going to have this pasuk in a minute. Moshe V'Aaron B'Kohanav U'Shemuel B'Karei Shemo. Shalom Hayalahem. When Moshe and Aaron Davin, there was no Aaron in Kruvim in Mikdash. Shekaru Kodem Shenivna Mishkan. And Shmuel B'Mitzvah. He didn't have an Aaron in the Mikdash. V'chulu. And he continues. That's the Meshech Chachma says that's an underlying message of this entire parak. Now let's get to the pasuk. Ramu Hashem Elokeinu, right? We say in davening, give exalt Hashem v'shtachmu l'ador aglav kadoshu. And now we have the pasuk we're going to spend some time on. Moshe v'Aaron b'kohanav u'shemu el b'karei shemo. Moshe and Aaron in their kohanic state u'shemu el b'karei shemo when they call his name karim al Hashem v'hu yanim. They call to Hashem Behu Yanim. What exactly is going on here? So first of all, Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel in the same pasuk says the Radak. B'chol Eisha Yukar Mel Hashem Hayaone Osam. Whenever these great people called up Hashem, he answered. So it doesn't mean that in terms of Nevuah, or the Rambam says, one of the differences between Moshe and all the other Nevi'im is that Moshe can start a meeting. But maybe in terms of Tefillah. Whenever they daven for something. V'zachar Shmuel, V'vishayim Mishpachas Moshe V'Aaron. First of all, Shmuel was a Levi. He was in Moshe and Aaron's family. V'navi kamohem, v'efshar shahaya gadol b'nevuah mishar ha'neviim achar Moshe. Says the Radak, maybe he was the next greatest Navi after Moshe. After all, Yirmiyahu says, v'yamod Moshe v'shmuel lefanai. And then you have parallels. Ata motzi mashakasim v'moshe k'zib v'shmuel. Zeh Levi v'zeh Levi. Zeh Amar Shira, Zeh Amar Shira. Zeh melech halkal Yisrael v'yehuda, v'zeh melech halkal Yisrael v'yehuda. Zeh melech arbaim shana, v'zeh melech arbaim shana. All these parallels. Zaman mizbeach, v'chulu. Gam Moshe, and then what about the continuation? Moshe Aaron b'Kohanav says the Radak. Moshe was a Kohen Gadol for a little while, either only during the Shavas Yimei Miluim, or maybe even all the 40 years. Kolabam Shana Shayizwa Midbar Lo Nimna Moshe Milashamish B'Kuhuna Gadola. Interesting. So that's Moshe being a Kohen. Moshe Aaron b'Kohanav. Ushemuel. B'karei Shemo. So what is that? There's a lot to say on Shmuel. Because, oh, let me just finish the comparison between Shmuel and Moshe. The Gemara in Brachas Taflam and Aleph even says that maybe Shmuel was equal in one way to Moshe and Aaron. One line like that. The Gemara says, Sheshakol kishnei anashim, uman inun Moshe v'Aaron. It was comparable in a certain way. Ah, says a Medrash. The Medrash says that there was a baskol that went out before Shmuel was born, and that said there's going to be a Navi that will be called Shmuel, and he will lead the Bnei Yisrael, right? The Medrash Shmuel. Shekodem lay the Shmuel anavi yatsa baskol v'yamra. Asid lihibara yelid b'shem Shmuel sheyizkel akabel chizayon nevua meis Hashem. So what happened? All of Klal Yisrael, that door, named their kid Shmuel. Because they wanted to be, have the nevuah. They wanted a son named Shmuel. They knew, they said there's going to be a baskol, somebody named Shmuel. But the one that was Zocha was Shmuel, the son of Chana. But they had such a tshuka. They had such a ratzon. So says the Chida that they all were Zocha to a moment of nevuah. And that's what it is. Ushmuel Bakare Shemo, when they called their kid Shmuel, the Kivan Shekaru Shem B'neim Shmuel, says the Chida, Kein Zochu Pamachas L'Nevuah. So it shows you the koach of Ratzon. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has another parallel between Moshe and Shmuel, and that is, he writes this in his Sefer here, they both put their Nevuah, the emuna of their Nevuah, on the line. They took a big risk. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu by Korach. What does Moshe say without being told? What does he say? Hashem, if you create a new creation to swallow up Korach, then what I'm saying is true. And if not, I'm making it up. So you kind of force HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. He's taken his the emunah and his vu on the line. And Shmuel did the same thing. Shmuel did the same thing. When he says, it's going to rain now in the middle of the summer. It's going to rain now. Say for Shmuel Aleph, I'll prove to you that what I'm doing is true. When he was complaining to them that they asked for a king, also, he put his nevu on the line. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Ubazem mizdam Shmuel Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekorem el Hashem behu ya'aneim. They called to Hashem and he answered, Shesikein es kol ha'emuna haba mikoach nevu aso. V'asa kemin hatzaga. Shehodio Shashem yivra briya al tivit. B'maisa shal korach. V'Hashem nenelo. U'bitchonam shal Shmuel. U'moshe Rabbeinu shehashem ya'aneim nava mikach. Shetamin nitan lahem mevukasham. They asked for it. V'lachein ha'yu smuchim u'betuchim. They relied that Hashem would answer. What about Eliyahu HaNavi? You want to say the same thing, but Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, the fire is going to come down. It says of Yaakov, Mistama Hashem told him to do it beforehand. Because after all, there was an Isser of Shkutei Chutz. So we know, it's a Harash Shah. So Mistama Eliyahu knew what was going to happen. Shagam Hamid Atzmo Lemivchan, Ki Bashonemehem, Ki Bevadei Nemar Lo Meirosh La Asos Kach, Dim Lo Kein, Mihiter Lo Shkutei Chutz. That is Rabbi Yaakov. And then we have the Gra. In his comments in Kol Eliyahu. The Gra says on this pasuk, and we can think about all these messages when we say this tefillah every Friday night. What does it mean, Moshe v'Aaron b'kohanav, u'shemuel b'karei shemo? Moshe was on a level of Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. No, Moshe Rabbeinu always, right? Toras Moshe, Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. Says the Gra here in Kol Eliyahu, shetchunas Moshe ha'isa shechina medaberes mitoch grono. U'kemochein matzinu ba'aron ha'kohen. When Aaron ha'kohen was serving as the Kohen Gadol, Hashem also, when he wore the Urim Tumim, it was as if Ki'ilu Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. One time, Shmuel also reached this level. We know in that same parak that I was just referring to before, in Shmuel Aleph, when Shmuel was answering them when they asked for a king, Shmuel gives a whole monologue and says, what do you want from me? And he gives a whole history and what we've done. And Hashem sent many leaders. And what is the leaders? He sent all these leaders to lead you. Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubaal, that's Gidon, ves Bidon, Shimshon, ves Yiftach, ves Shmuel. The pasuk says ves Shmuel. Vayatzel eschem yad aveichem yisaviv. Shmuel's talking. It should say va'osi. He sent all these leaders, but it says Shmuel. Why? Says the Gra that he didn't realize that at that moment it was Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. So it didn't say me. It was the Shechina talking. So that's why he wouldn't have mentioned himself. So Shmuel reached the level of Moshe and Aaron, the Shechina medaberes, when he said his own name. Says the Gra, that's this pasuk. Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe always. Aharon b'kohanav. Aaron, he was serving as the Kohen Gadol. And Shmuel b'kari shemo. When Shmuel, when he said his own name, Kare Shemo, then they were on the level of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. I saw the Rinas Yitzchak is just Mosif, that the second half of the Pasuk,
Korim al Hashem v'hu ya'aneh. He says, but the Rav Chaim Yivalazhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim that when we daven, we're supposed to have, so to speak, hispashtus. We're supposed to like kind of leave this world and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dal and in Perek Yud Dal. That's Avodas HaTfilah. Tzricha Shetiyem HaNefesh Sheyafshid Gufo Me'al Nafsho Sheyeh HaGuf V'inyana V'tanugav Nivze Be'enav V'sheyeh Kol Teshukas Nafsho Bibaro Yisbarach Shemo Kilo Eino Bal Guf Klau Ela Ke'echad Mitzvah Marom HaMishamshim B'marom Mefarshim U'mevdalim Mikol Anyeni Ha'olam. So maybe that's what the first half of the Pasuk according to the Gemara is saying. This is when Shechina Medaris B'tel Grono. And that's what makes their tefillah successful, because they have a hispashtus from the world. Karim al Hashem, v'hu ya'ani. So there's a lot on that pasuk that we learned. Also, we recognize that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, as Shechina Medaberes B'tel Grono, he was still different. He was still different. You know, maybe just to mention that the question of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch discusses, there's a mitzvah, as we know, we have to listen to a Navi. And if we don't listen to a Navi, we're chayim misa b'nei shemayim. If the Navi tells me to do something and I don't listen, I'm Chayim Misa. That's in the Chinuch, it's mitzvah number 516, Tav Kuf Te Zayin. Shenitz Tavinu Lishmoa B'kol Kol Navi Mehanaviim B'chol Mashi Yitzavenu. Whatever he commands me to do, even if he tells me to stand on my head. V'yafilu Yitzavo Son Alasos Behefech Mitzvah Achas B'na Mitzvahs. He tells me to do an opposite. Again, once he's a Mukhsak Navi. V'yafilu Harbi Mehan Lefi Shah Chutz Me'avod Azara, except for Avod Azara. Elav Tishma'un. Elav Tishma'un. Says the Menchas Chinuch, Akasha that he says has bothered me for years. He says, why isn't every Avera that we do Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? Because we're not listening to Nevuas Moshe. Moshe Beno was a Navi. He told us to keep the Torah. And when we don't listen, how could there be Malkus and Misa and Kares? Everything should be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim based on not listening to a Navi. So the Menchas Chinuch himself says that he thinks there's a difference between not listening because of a taiva and just being overcome if I'm overcome. The isser of not listening to a Navi is when I am vater al divrei Navi, when I think the Navi has no authority to say what he says. Onesh ha'charetz batur hu rak b'mevater lo ba'over. But the other answer given by Achronim, and that is, maybe there's a difference between, the Mitzvah Samalek talks about this, maybe there's a difference between Nevuas Moshe and Toras Moshe. If Moshe Rabbeinu had a specific tzivui, temporary, to do something, don't go out to collect the mun, the chulu, don't leave your house on the night of Pesach, that's Nevuas Moshe. But Toras Moshe has a different category. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to him, word for word and letter for letter, exactly what he wanted in the Torah, and that's a different Chaloshem. That's not a Lev Tishma'un here. That's a different Chaloshem between Toras Moshe and Nevuas Moshe, and that's why there's no Misa B'Shemayim for that. We continue. So Moshe Aaron B'Kohanah V'Shmo B'Kar Shmo V'Amud Anan Yidaber Lehem. He spoke to them in a cloud. Meaning as great as these personalities were, they still didn't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level. Shamru Eidosa V'Chog Nasalamo. They kept his Eidos and his Chukim. Some say they kept the Eidos, even if they understood it, they kept it like a Chok. Hashem Elokeinu Ata Nisam, Hashem, our God, you answer them. Kel Nosi Ayisalem, you are a compassionate God. V'nokim Alilosam, but vengeful on their sins. What is that referring to? So Rashi quotes, Hashem, you had a lot of rachmanas on us, even though you were pretty medaktik with them, with their leaders. Alilosam means their sins. Rashi says, Nosei Avon Yisrael, Hayita Lahem Bishvilam, V'nokim Ayita Alilosam, Moshe V'Aaron B'Shimun HaMorim, Moshe and Aaron on the Chet of Meiriva, where they use the language of Shimon HaMorim, Shmuel, Ashlo Hidrich Banav B'derach Tova, Meis Bachar. Right, Shmuel Anavi died when he was young, 52 or so. So the Baal Tehillim says, Hashem, you had a lot of rachmanas on us, even though sometimes you hold the leaders to a higher standard. But as always, the leaders throughout, you know, they give themselves and their moser nefesh for Klal Yisrael. That's what our leaders do. And we end off by repeating a similar puzzle that we just said, Romamu Hashem Elokeinu, raise up HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'eshtachavu lahar kadosho, ki kadosh Hashem Elokeinu. So again, it's the balance of recognizing that he is involved, but he's separate. Kadosh is mufrash. Kadosh is not with us fully, but he's there. So that's the balance that we're going to, the world will learn that though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we saw before, is Ram, is Elyon,
but he's also involved in the world, and he's also Mashgiach. And that's a message that will become clear after Gog Magog in the future when the Nevuahs all come true, and there's clarity of vision, then we'll be able to, at the same time, the nations will shake, but they'll understand, and there'll be Simcha, as we saw before, all these different messages that we give. And again, we say this all Friday night, because we are yearning, it's for starting the Me'ein Olam Haba time of the week, so we daven for this Me'ein Olam Haba existence in the future, when all will be peaceful, and all will be clear. Okay, we'll stop here.